World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Hey, the devil's real, you know that? The devil's real. We're gonna do some communion here. We'll do some communion. I'm a little irritated this morning. I'm a little irritated. I'm ticked at the devil. What now? That's a broad term, isn't it? Ticked at the devil. I'm ticked at the army of the aliens. I'm ticked. I've had about enough of them, to be honest with you. And by the army of the aliens, I'm talking about those who are not of the kingdom of God. They have popped the clutch on the evil. And can I tell you the truth? Most of us don't recognize it. Most of us don't recognize it. I don't know what's going on at your place. There's turmoil breaking out all around me. I don't know about you guys. It's breaking out all around us. And it's breaking out all around us because each of every one of you, if you are striving to be in the will of the Lord, you're going to be attacked. Now, we know this. The Bible tells us there's no weapon that's formed against us that shall prosper, and that every tongue that rises in judgment against us shall be condemned. That's Psalm 91. But it doesn't say that weapons aren't formed. It says no weapon formed. So evidently, weapons are formed. And not only are they formed, they're formed specific. Psalm 91, pull that up there real quick, Spencer. Evidently, they are specifically, directly formed. Directly, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High abides under the shadow of the Almighty. Scroll down there. I want to show you this. This is really important for you to see. Thousands fall at your right hand, not come near you, and shall be no evil befall thee. No plague come near your dwelling. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. Where is that? And every stone, there it is. There's no weapon formed against us shall. Verse 9. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall be no evil befall thee. Neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest they dash the foot against the stone. They're going to tread upon the lion, the adder, the young lion, the dragon. Shall we trample under our feet? Because he set his love upon me, therefore, while I deliver him, I will set him on high because he's known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. And I'll be with him in time of trouble. I'll deliver him and honor him with long life. So I'll satisfy him, show him our salvation. No weapon formed. I still didn't find it. There's no weapon formed against me. Folks, listen. The enemy is so familiar with you. And if you will watch your life, if you will sit around, somebody find that for me. Tell me while I'm getting this out. Look, the enemy is intimately familiar with you. In other words, the devil knows your hot buttons. He knows them. And can I tell you what? He pushes them. And I'll also tell you this, that when the assault of the enemy comes, if you look back in your life, when the enemy really amps it up, it's probably in the same area of your life. Comes to your children, comes to your family, comes to your finances, whatever it is, usually that's the weapon that he uses against you. And it says, thank you, Isaiah 54:17. Thank you very much. That there's no weapon that is formed against thee. Do you understand this? Do you understand that the attacks of the enemy are formed? So the devil's over there. He's in his little play. He's in Santa's playhouse. He's in Santa's wherever the elves are. And he's forming a weapon just against you. I don't think he releases just weapons. I think he knows you intimately, and he knows how to get to you. He knows how to steal your joy, steal your peace, destroy your faith. He knows how to do it, because why? It works every time. He uses that same weapon against you every time. Say, oh, yeah, huh? Coach Dave's getting pretty saucy down there. We better put him in. What did we use against him last time? Oh, we used that. Oh, okay, cool. Let's do it. Hey, double dose of him. But you better hear me.
Boom.
Hey, man.
So I'm telling you right now, if you are advancing against the kingdom of darkness, these attacks are going to come. No weapon formed against you is going to prosper, and every tongue that thou shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. See, at the end of this whole thing, the only thing it can do is kill you. And that's a promotion. If you believe the scriptures. Ecclesiastes 7. Ecclesiastes 7, real quick. The Lord's just dumping in this on me, all right? A good name is better than precious ointment, and the day of death than the day of one's birth. Tim Parker, do you believe that? Do you believe that in the eyes of the Lord, when you die, it is a promotion? It's better. That's what the Bible says. And the only thing that the enemy has to hold against you is the fear, normally the fear of death, but it's the fear of all this other stuff that's going on around us. When the Bible already told us that no weapon formed against you is going to prosper. Hey, Spence, prosper. Look up Webby, Mr. Webster. What's he say about it? Yes, we're going to do the communion. Hang on a second. This is important. Prosper. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. What's it mean? To grow or increase. To thrive, to make gain. It doesn't mean that no weapon's not going to poke you, but it's not going to prosper. It's not going to bear fruit. It's going to be annoying, mosquito bites. It's going to bother you. It's going to make you cry. It's going to give you depression, but it's not going to last. It's not going to grow and bear fruit unless you water it. Somebody say amen.
Boom.
So we can't.
Amen.
We can never be problem free, because these weapons are constantly being formed against us. The promise of the Lord is they're not going to prosper. And the worst thing it can do to you is kill you. And it's a promotion. Wow, huh? And think how much of your life, our life, has been destroyed for fear. For fear. Of things that never really happen. Now I want to say this, and Joe's going to come and lead us in communion. I want to say this regarding East Palestine, because I'm going to talk about that this morning. By the way, we're doing a show, and I'll talk about that. This is me. This is Coach Dave. I would not go to East Palestine if you want to know my honest opinion. Because I've had people suggest that we ought to make, some trips up there, yada, yada, yada. Because we do that when we have disasters. We go to tornadoes and hurricanes. And that's part of what we do here, Coach Dave. But I couldn't with good conscience send anybody into that area. I couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it. And what we see going on right now in East Palestine, and Bob Evans could maybe tell us more about it. I'm not up there. But I think life's probably going on pretty much as normal up there. I think their gas stations are probably open. Their grocery stores are probably open. If they need bottled water, they can probably go to their local Walmart and get bottled water. See, it's not like a disaster where a tornado comes in, power's out, and nobody has food. And it's not like that. Life is normal in East Palestine, I think. But it's not normal. That's part of the deception, that it looks normal and it is normal, and it's not. But Bob, would you say, Bob's going to join me on a show later on today to talk a little bit about what's going on. Bob lives 7 miles from East Palestine. Life pretty normal up there, Bob?
Yeah, it's pretty normal for me, but some of the ones that live in town, there's people actually that are afraid to go back to their houses. Some are staying in hotels in Pittsburgh and different things.
Yeah, so people aren't believing the government, right?
That's right, yeah. They don't trust them.
And the government's telling them everything's okay, right, Bob? Oh, it's everything's okay down in there, and people aren't believing it, right?
Yeah.
But if they need bottled water, Bob, there's someplace they can get bottled water.
Yeah, there is. They could come to Lisbon too if they didn't have it down there.
See, that's my point, friend. So usually when we go do relief, it's because there's no help anywhere. By the way, guys, I just got to be honest with you, okay? Will you open your eyes? Do you know FEMA hasn't been there yet? Can I ask you something? See how quick a thinker you are out there. Why hasn't FEMA been there yet?
It's not safe.
It's not safe. Are they going to come out and say that? Is FEMA going to send hundreds and hundreds of people into that community? They do it to every tornado, every flood, everywhere. FEMA's acting like it didn't even happen. The federal government acted like it didn't even happen. Why? Because they don't know what to do. And they don't want to send innocent, healthy people into that environment. That's the way I read it, right?
Well, the governor hasn't asked for help from the federal government either. That's right.
Our government, I'm telling you, friends, this is so wicked what's going on. I'm getting ahead of myself. We gotta get into communion. Hey, don't go away. Don't go away. Come on in, Joe. Go ahead and lead us in. Real quickly, Craig Mickle's wife, before we take communion, Craig Mickle's wife is going in for surgery today. I don't have to go into the details of it, but let's cover Craig's wife in prayer. I just got a long text from, I don't know who was, I'll find it here in a minute. Folks, there are a lot of weapons being formed right now. A lot of weapons being formed against people. A lot of them. Especially those who have an initiative to want to try to advance the kingdom of God. And so we'll pray today and we'll just cover all of us in prayer, right? I'm sorry, say with me. War's been declared on America, we don't know it yet. Folks, war has been declared on America, we don't know it yet.
Amen.
We don't understand it. We don't want to believe it, see? We don't want to believe it. And I saw that maybe 30, but the show, I'll shut up. I've called on Joe 4 times. Then I'll get into it. Go ahead, Joe.
Morning, Coach.
You feel my pain here, Joe? You feel my pain here, Joe?
Oh, yes, sir.
Trying to get all this out.
Yes. But I think what I was shown to be talk about today sort of fits the way you started the show. Can we go to John 15, 18 to 21, please?
Myra just got Debbie Perkins. Pray for Debbie Perkins. Bad case of flu. She said been fighting it, feeling pretty bad. Let's put Debbie.
Coach.
Let's put Debbie on our list as well. Go ahead, Joe.
If the world hate you, ye know that it hated me before it hated you.
Amen on that one, dude. Oh, I can say amen on that. Go ahead. Oh, they hate me.
If ye were of the world would love its own. But because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world.
Wow.
Therefore, the world hateth you. Remember that the word I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, that if they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept me saying they will keep also your
if they've kept my saying, they will keep
yours. My saying. So if they keep my word, they will also keep yours.
Right.
But of all these things they will do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me.
That's the war, isn't it, brothers? There it is. Oh, hey, I'm laughing, smart boy. There's attacks coming at the old Dobmeyer house today. Devil's a freaking liar, baby. He's a liar. More than a conqueror in this house. Go ahead.
So let's say a few words in prayer before we eat together and drink. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for bringing us together. And thank you so much for being a God that gave his only forgotten son that we may have everlasting life if we believe in him. And Lord, let this little meal we have be the meal that heals. And including this healing, also Craig Nichols' wife, who is about to undergo surgery. Guide the surgeon's hands and the nurses and all everybody support. Guide all their hands. And if anybody have ill intent or negligence in their hearts, please remove that and continue to guide their hands. Let Carl heal remarkably quickly after this surgery. And let everyone involved comment on how fast, almost as if it were a miracle, she healed. And dear Heavenly Father, bring us cleansed into your sight. Forgive us our sins and transgressions. Bless this bread and drink, representing your body and your blood as we come to you in communion. And thank you for this technology that lets us to meet together this morning from across the country and some parts of the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
If we could go to Matthew 26, 26 to 29. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, take, eat, this is my body. And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them saying, drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it with you in my Father's kingdom. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Joe. Thank
you. Welcome, sir.
I don't have time to go through it all. Keep praying for Joe Silver. He's on the verge of being released, probably to some type of, I'm not going to give out all the details, probably some type of nursing facility. He's had some memory loss. He's had some other issues. And they're going to start doing some therapy, but just keep our old buddy Silver in your prayers as well. And I'm just trying to see if there's more I'll say about that. A lot going on, isn't it? Hey, devil's real, man. Devil's real. And not everything's the devil, but a lot of it is. Let me go across my list here real quick. Some stuff I got to say real quickly. We did the communion. Clay's on Bridey on. Neil Peterson. I sent you a standalone email on that, I think, Spencer. Neil Peterson's church down in Brookville, Ohio, Harvest Revival Center, where we're going to have an event here in a couple weeks. His church is open for prayer. The resistance chicks are there right now. Doors are open now 24/7 down there, starting 2/18/23 tonight at 6 p.m. They're going to launch this prayer event. And I just said to my wife, I'd love to go down there. I have an event tonight. Michelle and I, at some point, are going to try to get down there and be part of that. So anybody that's close and wants to go be part of it, Spencer, I don't know how we put this in the chat or wherever we would put this thing so people can see it, but it starts tonight, 6 p.m., the Resistance Chicks, Neil Peterson, and anybody who wants to be part of that prayer event that's going on, they're kind of piggybacking off of the revival that's going on down there in Kentucky. Go ahead, Mel, you got your hand up. I assume it's about this.
Yeah, it is. So, Spencer, if you can go to the Liberty Action Network, I went ahead and made it as an event, so you can get the address and everything there. So if you go to the current action, you can either scroll down the page or get it from the top. And then, no, not that. Just go back to the homepage. Maybe you need to refresh. Yeah, I just made it. Go down to events and see if you have it in your all the way down to events. Keep scrolling. Yeah, click on that from there. There you go. So the address and everything is there. Since it's a 24/7, it's ongoing. I think the Resistance Chick event is going to be tomorrow night, but they may be starting today. They're open 24/7. So, but it's the 18th, I think, that the that they're planning Saturday night.
Right. Yes. Okay. Yeah. It is going on right now. Yes. You could go there right now. But that, I think their plan is to start it tonight at 6. They're going to start it tonight at 6, I think. Right.
Very good.
Thanks, Mel. So anybody wants to be part of that, upset about Craig, pull up the calendar just real quick. I want to roll across the calendar very, very, very quickly if it could, Spence. Golly, it's 22 after. Well, hang on. We'll get to it. So the event at the Calling All Men, March 4th. Can you believe that's around the corner, isn't it? On March 4th, that's all the men who are local in that Ohio area, that Dayton area. Martin's working on this event down at Neil's church down there in, I always forget the name of it, Harvest Revival Center. And then the Kentucky Huddle that we got coming up on the 24th. Folks, look, go ahead. If you're planning on coming, please get in there and register for this thing so we know where our numbers are going to be. It helps us. I know there's going to be last minute signups. I get all that, but it's Tenpenny, Tom Renz, Carrie Made, the Resistance Chicks, Friday, March 24th. If you're going to come to that, making plans, go ahead and do that. And say, well, I'm not sure that, you know, I want to come, but I'm not sure we can come. We'll buy a ticket anyway. And if you can't, then give it to somebody else. Just helps us. Okay. Tom Dunn's event through the black, out of the darkness on the 31st. And I think there's one more in there. Yeah. Yeah. Up Rob Pugh. God, April. Great pushback against the Great Reset. April 14th and 15th. All this stuff's on the calendar. And we just need your support to make these things be successful. Cool. Did I forget it? Okay. So then look at 3 o'clock today. If you will log in. Hey, Spencer, pull up for me. I think I sent it to you. Jeff Lowder back down to the very bottom. At 3 o'clock this afternoon, Jeff Lowder back has been on the scene up at Palestine for over a week, an investigative reporter. And he's going to join us today, and he's going to tell us exactly what's going on down there. Scroll down through it so you guys can see he's been there for a while. He's been reporting on what's going on, and he's going to join us with my buddy Tom Munns in, see, out in Montana, they don't have any idea what's going on here because the media is doing everything they can to keep it quiet. So Jeff has been, he's been down there reporting on it, and he's going to join us at 3 o'clock this afternoon. You can go to Coach Dave Live and be part of that. Bob Evans is going to be with us as well. So it's going to be me and Bob Evans and Jeff Lauderback and Tom Munns. And I think you'll get some good insight. Maybe you can tell some of your friends, direct some of your friends to exactly what's going on down there. Hey, friends, listen to me. This is Chernobyl. This is Chernobyl. This is really, really not good. And they're not, I really believe, as I said earlier, I think war has been declared on this. It's an act of war. Believe. Well, in fact, I'm all over the place. I'm sorry. I got a million things going through my head. Pull up, it says act of war. Pull that up for me, Spencer. So again, 3 o'clock, you can log on here at Coach Dave Live and we'll be streaming it here. We'll put it on all of our platforms. Take this is Pete Santilli, but take it if you can to the 13-minute mark. Take it to the 13-minute mark and just listen to a couple minutes here. Go ahead and play that.
Of all of the food processing plants that have been basically attacked, there's a foreign entity behind this thing. He's got clearance. He provided this data. They actually classified the list. But guess what the most shocking thing is? Of course, the FBI has not investigated any of it. Can you imagine this? This is... Now, we're talking about major part of our infrastructure.
Stop it a minute, please. Did you hear what he said? Did you think about that? The FBI hasn't investigated anything. They're after our food supply, right? Huh? They're after our water supply. They're after all types of whatever. They're trying to stop all types of transmission of goods and services. Folks, this isn't just happening. We have to look around and say, this is more than a coinky dink. This is more than a coincidence. Say, Coach, you're so crazy. You're tinfoil hat. Maybe I am. Can't you see? Can't you open your eyes and see what's going on? Go ahead and keep playing.
Yeah, man. Can you imagine this? This is, now we're talking about major part of our infrastructure here. A major part of our infrastructure. Food processing plants being attacked. And the FBI is nowhere to be found to investigate it. I mean, we've been captured, sir. We've literally been overthrown by this entity that has zero desire to keep us going.
100%. I mean, we've been overthrown. My biggest concern here is, okay, we have us waking up. We have your show out there doing amazing things. We have my show, other people's shows out there. We're yelling from the rooftop as hard and as fast as we possibly can, as loud as we can. My concern is this. It feels like they're speeding it up, Pete. It feels like they're going faster. It feels like it's literally drip, drip, drip. But like I feel like literally every single day. The problem is, I'm actually a doctor. I'm in practice, physical practice. I see people come in. Now I have a lot of patriots that come in. It's great. So I get to talk to them. They know what's going on. But I'm in MAGA country, Central Florida. And I still drive around. I look around and I see a large chunk of the population who doesn't have any idea what's going on.
Because amen on that one, dude.
This MK Ultra Mockingbird mainstream media.
Now we're talking.
They're being brainwashed every single day. They're still watching it. And like I said, the start of this, I went on just because I was curious. Because when I see something like this happen, I mean, this is there. I mean, some people are likening it to Chernobyl. I'm not going to say that's what it is necessarily, but they are toxic pollutant. I mean, when you have a fire like that and the water literally goes on fire and you're killing fish off, we have a major problem here, right? And the fact that nobody covers the fact that we had a massive disaster on our land and there's people affected in the town and there's people that can't go back to their farmland because of how toxic it is, I'm concerned how many Americans are fast asleep and we need people up and mentally fighting.
Okay, that's what we do here. We need you guys up, awake, and mentally fighting, okay, to understand what's going on. Hey, friend, look, if this is, maybe it's nothing, but if this is a pollutant that's landed on that fertile farmland up through there, folks, it's, dudes. So the question we have to ask ourselves is this a quinky dink? And who's behind it if it's not? And all the food chain supply issues and yada, yada. Look, I'm not trying to scare you. I'm trying to get you to open your eyes and understand the seriousness of where we are, the seriousness of the time that we're in, right? Buttigieg. I'm sorry, I thought butt plug. I always think of butt plug when I think of him. Pete Buttigieg, he hadn't even shown up. He hadn't been there. Huh? Joe Biden hadn't been there. Michael DeWine, our governor, was up there, and he told us, oh, everything's good. Yeah, oh, it's good. Yeah. Folks, come on, right? Wow. So we know this. We know the devil's real. We know his minions are real. We know his plan is real, and we will not be ignorant of his devices. I'm all over the place this morning, but I got some things I'll show you, and I'm going to open it up, okay? Pull up. It says News Punch, because I think this is interesting as well. This is interesting as well. Did you guys know this? No, of course you didn't. The average age of women being sold in sex in the United States is now 13 years old. Did you know that this is hard for us to believe, that the sex trafficking, pedophilia business is larger than the drug business? Illegal drug. But did you guys know that?
Yeah.
Did you know more money is being made through trafficking of young children, young women? Some of these girls are being, I'm not making this up. You say this can't be. Some of these girls are being raped 24, 36 times in a 24-hour period.
Boom.
Hmm? Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's unbelievably lucrative. Right? Not trying to scare you. Trying to wake you all up. What's going
Amen.
On? One more thing here. I don't need to play that right now. Let me play this because it'll be lighthearted and then I'll get in there. Pull up Jim Brewer. You guys know who Jim Brewer, the comedian, is? By the way, hey, hang on. Well, do that right. Pull that back up, Spencer, because that was our senator. Watch this. Can you make that bigger, Spencer? This is our recently elected senator. I can't remember his name. What's his name?
JD Vance.
He goes up to where up in South Palestine, and watch what he does here. It's only about 30 seconds. He goes over to the creek and watch what happens. Go ahead.
Here at Leslie Run, and there's dead worms and dead fish all throughout this water. So, something I just discovered is that if you scrape the creek bed, it's like chemicals coming out of the ground. Can you come here? And let me just show this to people. I don't know if you're going to see this on camera, but watch this. Just see that chemical pop out of the creek. This is disgusting. And the fact that we have not cleaned up the train crash, the fact that these chemicals are still.
Oh, my goodness, my goodness. What did I say? We're going to play Jim Brewer. I want to give you a laugh before we get in there. You guys know who Jim Brewer is. He's a comedian that we came across in Make America Great Again tours, whatever those things are. And this is, to me, this is just funny and lighthearted. And this is so true. Go ahead.
Okay, take a deep breath. You had a surgery. You've been under anesthesia, but you're okay. We're gonna get you out of here.
What's going on?
Well, you had an event, and we had to operate. But you're gonna be okay.
Why is my rear end killing me?
We had to perform an emergency intracranial rectal removal, and the worst part is, this has been happening a lot. This is the second time you've been in the hospital because your head has been up your ass. I need to ask you something. Are you a Democrat?
Yeah, of course I am.
Okay. That
was in the union about 20 years ago.
Okay. Just... Slow down. We don't want that head to go back up there. All right? This happens a lot with liberals. Your beliefs and the way you vote affects the way your head relates with your butthole. And it'll just go right up there and block reality.
But we gotta be loyal and no matter what.
Whoa, shush. It'll happen right as I'm sitting here. It's not pleasant to watch. So I want you to take a look at this. That is the Constitution. Now look at it, read it, and that's gonna affect the way you see the world. Welcome aboard. I'm also gonna write you a prescription for a couple of old Ronald Reagan speeches. Hey,
that's the truth, isn't it? We called it cerebral rectumitis. That's where most of the world is. Cerebral head up your rectum. Cerebral rectumitis is the disease that we need to worry about more than COVID, if you want my not so, so honest opinion.
All right, cool.
I covered a lot, still a lot I could cover, but let's let some of you come on and get in here now. George, come on in, George. Then Angie.
Mike DeWine lied directly through his mouth.
Mike DeWine's our governor, folks. For those of you not in Ohio, Mike DeWine's our governor. Go ahead, George.
Mike DeWine lied directly through his mouth. He, Jesuit, and also I watched a girl on TV. She went in to get a couple items out of her house right where it hit, directly. And she came out with a rash on her face and white dots all over her lips. And you're exactly right, Coach. Can't you see? Oh, can't you see? We got to call it out right now.
You do? Huh? Tinfoil hats. Maybe I ought to start selling some tinfoil hats, right? Hey, let's come out of the closet, all right? Come on out. Ollie, ollie, and free. Let's start telling them the truth. Well, those of us who know the truth, folks, it's unfolding right in front of us. Think how long people have been calling Coach Dave a conspiracy theorist, and how many people in your family have been saying the same thing, that that's a cult and you're in there and blah, 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 blah. And we look around and it's all happening. As we said, we're just connecting the dots. We're just dot connectors here. That's all it is. That's all it is, right? And most people have play cerebral rectumitis, right? That's what we're dealing with. Angie, come on in.
Well, I had that, actually, that video was hilarious. I almost could not recover from that one. But I had the pleasure of going up into your county there, Coach. I was in Licking County at the conservative meeting last night where Alex Triantafilo came in. He is the new head of the Ohio Republican Party. And throughout the evening, as people are asking him questions, you could really see the frustration between the base Republican voters and the controllers, the handlers of the Republican Party.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
So towards the end of it, I raised my hand and I said, listen, do you not see what the great divide is here? And I told him, I said, you know, we're in an identity crisis in the Republican Party in Ohio, and the nation for that matter. We have forgotten what it means to be about small limited government. And I went through the whole thing about how, you know, we are now a big government Republican Party because we're always trying to figure out what we can get next and how we can grow government and how much more taxes we can do. But one of the things I really, that people gasped at was I said, you know, we're in a red state, and we are number four in human sex trafficking. You tell me why the party that started as an abolitionist party against slavery has ranked number four in human sex slavery in Ohio. That should tell you everything you need to know. He had absolutely no answers. I think he was for it. I asked that. So I think this is where we come into. This is not about, you know, giving lip service to being upset about what's going on. You've got to go where these people are, and you have to ask them hard questions, embarrass and shame them in front of their own people, and let them know that we know what's going on with them. And that only happens when you come out of your house. So
amen.
It was a really good evening. The Warriors were there. We had a really good time. But I did hold his feet to the fire on that one, because we have a great divide in this nation, and it is because it is the people against them. And so we have to continue to push back.
Next time you go, Angie, I want to go with you. I thought about going. I thought, I'm like, I don't know anybody there. I don't know.
Right. Okay, I'll call you. I'll get you next on there.
I'll ride with you. And tonight, I'm going to, I want you to do this for me right now, Spencer. Pull up for me a roadmap of the state of Ohio. I want to show you guys something. Pull that up. And while I'm doing that, where am I speaking tonight? Where am I speaking tonight? Huh?
Perry County.
There, Julie, where am I speaking? I'm speaking, if people would happen to come traipsing in, where is that meeting tonight, Julie? It's a Republican meeting. Where is it?
It's in Glenford, Ohio.
All right. And where in Glenford?
At Maranatha Bible Church.
Maranatha Bible Church. And so if some of you in the area would like to come on up there, because Coach Dave's going to blow it up tonight. I know not. I'm going to be a good boy. I'm going to go talk to those. I'm going to go talk to those Republicans and try to straighten them out. Okay. So what time does that start tonight, Julie?
6:30.
6:30 at the Maranatha Bible Church. Maybe, Julie, you can look up that address for it, or somebody can get it. Here's what I want you to see. Okay. Just find that for us, Julie. Folks, look, the reason I had you pull up, here's why child sex trafficking is so huge in the state of Ohio. Spencer doesn't even know where Ohio is, although he's been here once. So Spencer, go ahead and put your arrow right on Columbus. Now, Columbus goes east and west as Route 70. Route 70 is the old, Cumberland Trail. It used to be Route 40. US 70 goes all across America. You get on US 70 and you will end up somewhere, see where it is, okay? New York, Philadelphia, wherever. It's a gateway, okay? Now, go back where you were, state of Ohio, Columbus. Out of Columbus goes 71, north and south. C-71, Cincinnati to Cleveland. See that? Spencer, can you draw that line for us? Everybody see what we're talking about? We're talking about trafficking, right? We're talking about the easy, some place to come and trip. Okay, so there you go. East to west, 71. There it goes, north to south, east, 70. And then we have two other large arteries. One is called 77, Cleveland. 77 starts in Cleveland and goes down the other side of Ohio. 77 goes all the way down to the southern states. If you follow 77 down through West Virginia, down through North Carolina, 77, boom, boom. Okay, so go back up. And then you go over on the other side. Well, I say, what about 75? We'll go over to Dayton. There's Route 75. It's the exact same thing. Goes all the way up to the top of the country and goes all the way down to the bottom of the country. That's why Ohio is so imperatively important in child trafficking. All of the arteries are there.
Yeah.
It's a cross. They called for years and years and years. Dayton, Ohio, I-70, I-75. Point on that, Spencer. For years and years and years, they called that the crossroads of America. Right there. 75 and 77. You can get anywhere north and south in America on 75, and you can get anywhere east and west in America on 70. The crossroads of America. By the way, that's almost right where Neil Peterson's church is. See Brookville over here to the left? Far edge, far edge. There's, it was there and then it went away. There's Brookville. See it? There it is. Just, okay. So that's why child trafficking such a big deal here in Ohio. We're the heart of it all. You ever notice that, folks? Ohio's shaped like a heart. You get it? We're the heart of it all. Pull back, Spencer, because I want you to look at the heart of it all in the middle of America. Pull back the whole thing. Big, oh, well, there's the heart. You see the heart in the middle of America? So when they said we were the heartbeat of it all, they weren't lying about it. We really are. That was kind of a weird geography test, wasn't it? But it's important that we understand why Ohio is so important in this whole thing that's going on. Clay, come on in.
I'm mainly just venting a little bit. I'm really sick of people that are denying what's going on. And that character that Jim Brewer is playing in there, it's not just Democrats. Man, there's people that vote Republican every year and they got their head stuck up their butt.
They do. That's what Angie's talking about. Yeah, that's what Angie's talking about.
And families, man, families are not teams in most cases anymore. And if you're in a building that's on fire and it's a crowded building like Walmart and nobody knows that it's on fire, and they're just doing their shopping, they're just getting in the way. They're causing more problems and making people putting people in danger, and that's what's happening all over this country right now. And I'm really getting sick of it myself.
So Clay, last night we had a death in the family. Doesn't matter who it was, but we had a death in the family. We had a memorial get together last night. We went out and had pizza together, but most of my extended family was there. My nieces, my nephews, my great nieces were all there. And I sat down with two of my great nieces, I guess you'd call them. Yeah, they're great nieces, different families. Two of my great nieces. And the subject came up of transgenderism. And one is 16, the other's maybe 21. One's in college, one's in high school. And they said, oh, Uncle Dave, you don't have any idea how deeply entrenched this is. She said, the 16-year-old says, Uncle Dave, I think they just do it for attention. I think they just do it for attention. But it's everywhere, Uncle Dave. And what they teach us that we have to use their pronouns and he's and she's. And if you don't use the pronouns, you get in trouble. You have to go to the principal's office or the counselor's office. It's awful. And then the 21-year-old said, you don't have any idea. And they said, listen, we're being taught this. We're being programmed this. They're clear thinkers, right? They're clear thinkers. But all of their friends, they're all into your pronouns and all this kind of stuff. And here we are, and we don't, all the distractions that are going on around us, we don't even understand what they're doing to our kids. We're looking at bigger issues, right? We're looking at food supplies and poisonings and vaccinations. And at the same time, they're sneaking in the back door. And your kids do not have the same values you have, baby. I'm telling you, they don't. Sad. Rochelle.
Hey, good morning, team. I wanted to talk about when the vinyl chloride thing. I 2 weeks ago, I didn't, of course, I would not have known this unless this event happened, but 2 weeks ago or before this event, the CDC went in and changed the guidelines on vinyl chloride exposure. And so it used to be 100 parts per million. They increased it 1,000 times to 100,000 parts per million is now what they're considering safe. The fact that they've left these standards alone for 20 years and just went in 2 weeks ago right before this train derailment and did this, it just points at more, how much planning actually goes into these things.
You're right. It's deeper than we know, Rochelle. It really is, right?
But on a lighter note, I would like to comment about, you know, your nieces. And isn't it nice when there are members of our family, especially the younger generations, whose eyes are open and they see it? My daughter came to me, the one in college, and she came to me and she's like, I can't believe, Mom, did you see the Super Bowl halftime show? And I'm like, no, I didn't watch it. And she said, my friend was showing me all of these satanic symbols in there. And just then that opened the door, of course. But it's nice when somebody is there to help them open their eyes.
Okay, so listen.
Everybody speak up to these youngins.
Words mean things. Huh? Listen. Stop using conservative, liberal. Stop doing that. Those words are absolutely meaningless. All right? I go to, ready? Luciferians and believers. That's where I am. Because there is no demilitarized zone. You can be a conservative and be about as lost as anything, right? You can't. Liberal doesn't mean anything. Republican, Democrat, folks, it doesn't mean anything. So we have to begin to identify God's team and the devil's team. I call them the Luciferians. They're not Democrats and Republicans, they're Luciferians. Folks, you can be in the Republican Party and be a Luciferian. They call them rhinos, don't they? And you know why? You know why they're in charge? You know why they're in charge? Because they understand politics is religion. So the Luciferians get involved in politics because they realize if they get involved in politics, they can teach your children transgenderism. And we think, well, we're not going to get involved in politics because it's dirty. And as a result, Christianity doesn't get taught to our children. Yeah, come on. Right? And the average pastor standing in the pulpit, sorry, ain't got no clue. He got no clue.
They won't even talk about it.
They won't even talk about it. Gene, come on in.
Yeah, thank you. To talk about crossroads in America, Oklahoma's another one. Oklahoma City is in the middle of Oklahoma, and I-35 and I-40 crisscross. And it has been one of the biggest drug traffickers in America for years. And now I'm finding out it's also child trafficking and human trafficking. So
human trafficking and child trafficking is a bigger industry than the drug. Why do you think the borders are open?
Right.
The trafficking people. It's hard for us to believe it's the truth. Jeff, come on in and Mark.
A couple quick examples of some crap around here in Central Ohio. And I've been saying this, I think if we start talking to some of these youth, they'll tell you stuff, just like your example the other night. The other night, I walk in the pizza shop, my granddaughter works there, and she said, Grandpa, are you still doing them school board meetings? I said, yeah. She said, oh, I got a kid. I told him he needs to talk to you. He's still in school. She just got out. But they said one kid threatened four students that he would kill them, and that nothing is done. One other kid a couple weeks ago threw a snowball at a kid and he got expelled for 4 days. She said, Grandpa, this isn't right. And this kid's mad. He's telling my granddaughter. So now we got another. We got a teacher that I talked to 2 weeks ago right here in local area. And I'll say it. It's East Knox with this crap going on there. He quit. I said, what'd you quit your job for? He said, oh, I said, I'm so sick of them pronouns and all that stuff they're making me do. They're coming after me. And he said, I quit. I said, why did you quit? We needed you to stay in there. He said, you know, I probably should have. But on a lighter note, we have got a victory here locally. I can't say names. I can't say a whole lot. But you know how this woke agenda, you got to be trained. You got to go through the class, blah, blah, blah. I won't say who or what, but big name company, lady with a great job. She just got the victory over it. The attorney helped her. They have backed off. You know, she's been praying for months and scared. But she just got the victory.
I'm missing. What's the victory she got?
Doesn't have to go through all the training. They backed off. The company said, we'll leave you alone. So she's asked me, just don't say any names yet. But she is so elated. We were on the phone last night and just happy. You know what I mean?
Okay, so listen to this one. I get a call yesterday from my local news. I won't say which one it is. Big one. Big local news. Because they had heard about what's going on at East Knox. And they wanted to know if they could. Are you ready for this, folks? This is the way the game's played. You wanted to know if they could use some of the video from my show for their broadcast. I said, you mean come in and cherry pick things to make me look crazy? Are you asking me if you allowed to have my permission to cherry pick when my eyes get real big and I scream and holler? You want to be able to use that and put it as part of your, huh? Yeah, that's what you want to do? So how stupid do you think I am? Now, if you want to have an interview, I'll sit down with you and I'll have an eye-to-eye interview with you. But I'll be daggone if I'm going to let you guys grab some stuff off of my podcast and put it, make me look wild-eyed and my hat on it. That's what they want to do, folks, right?
Amen.
And I gave her a good lesson. I said, here's the truth. I'm just going to put on my cross hat and I'm going to go to school board meetings and I'm going to defend those people out there who stand with us and believe in godly values. And we're going to stand up and we're going to be a bulwark against the wicked Luciferian sexual perversion class. We're going to stand up and we're going to fight against them. That's what I do. Now, if you want to talk about that, I'll talk about that. But you ain't using any clips from my show.
Amen.
Boom.
Huh? You get what they want to do, right? They'll say, here's the guy. Here's Coach Dave Dobermeyer recently on his show. And I'm in one of my rants, right? Because why? They have to make me and us look like idiots. But I know this. They're scared to death of us. By the way, Tim Parker, I see you there, Tim. I watched a video of the presentation you made last week. Was it last week or whatever, man? That was awesome, Tim. That was awesome. You did a great, great job of that, man. So I'm excited when I see others step to the plate and take their hacks. Sometimes you're going to strike out. Sometimes you're going to get a foul ball. Sometimes you might get a bunt single. But at least you're up there getting your hacks. We got to start doing it. We got to enter in to these fights. We have to. We have to do it. Bless you, Tim. Come on in, Mark. I'll get you the second.
Yeah, Coach. If you ever get asked that again, just ask back or tell back that you reserve final editor's rights.
I kind of made that point. I kind of made that point.
Well, if you say that, there's legal paperwork that has to be drawn up. Nothing can be released without your approval. All right. The thing I wanted to bring up is what's in the other hand, right, Coach? You're always distracted. So what is opposite the southern border? What's opposite that? The northern border.
Oh, I got you. Yeah.
What's been in the news cycle for the last couple of weeks? Not the southern border.
Hmm.
I mean, we are so, as a country, we are so blind that they can just wave the exact opposite hand and everyone turns that way, Coach.
Balloons!
Look at what y'all talking about, sex trafficking. If something happens and that gets cut off and it's the biggest trade, that means the government's benefiting the most from that trade. And then drugs. So if something happens at southern border, Coach, it's cutting off a ton of money. All right.
Sure.
So I think y'all are on to something with all that, because exactly opposite is a bunch of balloons. We spend $800,000 to shoot a balloon down and everyone's watching.
That's
really
right.
Really?
See, they want us to believe that the border is about liberty for these poor people. And it's just the opposite. It's enslavement of these poor people. And Lord help us. Thanks, Mark. Tim, come on in. Tim, you got to unmute, buddy. You're on mute. You're still muted.
There you go. How about that?
There you go.
I was going to say, if you want to post that message, either the hard copy or the voice, the recording, please do.
If you can, I don't know if you can do it yourself. You can put it in the chat or get it to me. If you can get it in, do you know how to copy and paste it into the chat, Tim?
I can probably get that, or Clay can. I think he's got them both, but I can I'll make sure that you get it.
Well, Clay already stepped out because he's getting ready for his Bridie on show.
Okay.
So, yeah, you get it. We'll get her in there, buddy. Thanks, Tim. It was very well done, man. Very well done. Julie,
thank
come
you.
On in, then Joe.
Good morning. Good show, Coach. I was told by someone that they sent the National Guard down to San Diego. And I'm like, really? And he said, yeah, a lot of people don't know that they send the National Guard down to the borders. And I was like, okay, then why are we having such trouble at the borders? So,
right.
Yeah. I mean, come on, man.
Right.
They're running rings around us.
I got to go figure out where I wanted to put it. Okay. So,
Bernie, we can hear you, Bernie. Come on in, Joe Allen.
To pick off what Trump said there, Mark. Pelosi and Chuck Schumer says the farmers need more workers. So let the border be open.
Yep. By the way, that's racist, isn't it? Saying that only these migrants, they're just too dumb. They're not real people. All they can do is plow and pick, huh? How racist is that, by the way? Huh? But also, I made this point, posted this on Facebook. If we really were for equal rights, and we don't care if boys swim and girls meets, then why don't we just eliminate girls' sports?
Oops.
Don't you guys think that would be good? No more girls' sports. One team. That's what I think we ought to ask for. No discrimination anymore. No boys and girls. You tell us there are no boys and girls? Okay. No boys and girls' sports. No. Hey, listen. No boys and girls, no quotas when hiring jobs, because there's no such thing as a woman. So just none of that. In fact, when you ask the question, you don't even ask whether they're a boy or a girl. In fact, we don't even put their first name on there. So that way we won't be influenced by it. And then we'll just hire the best people. So let's get away with all girl sports and have one Ohio State basketball team. Just one. Not the ladies' team. Just one team. Or we could let the girls come and play on the boys' team. We could do that. They won't play, though. I'll never make the team. See, feminism's been captured. Been captured. They're not for women's rights. Laura Ann.
Thanks, Coach. The human trafficking thing is so horrific. And like you shared, we're all looking at the southern border. What's going on at the northern border that nobody's looking at?
Right.
I mean, they're really good at this magical magic that they're doing. And so we're all mind controlled to look at the southern border. But what's actually going up north near Canada?
Amen.
You know, and I've got this thing, you know, well, it's the scripture verse in Jeremiah, if my people would humble themselves, keyword humble themselves and pray. The promise is God would heal their land. So we need to literally lock and load our prayers together, link up our shields of faith, and quench those fiery darts and send them back to the pit to where they belong, and start praying for all of our borders, whether it's your state, your town, your home borders, and then start praying about the northern border that they start exposing what's going on up there, and so that we can see how they're just trying to just make us just like they're doing with the sexes. They're trying to make everything just, there's no differential between whether or not you cross the southern border or the northern border.
That's right. Folks, you do understand this, don't you? I hope you do. That America is not controlled by our elected officials. It's controlled by the unelected bureaucrats. You understand that, don't you? It's all these agencies. You can change your local rep. You can change it and ain't nothing gonna change. Because these guys are career bureaucrats. People who are making policies that you don't even know their name and you never elected them. And they're in there for life. Huh? Oh, yeah. We have a seized government for sure. 9 o'clock, Clay Parker at Brighteon.tv. 3 o'clock, come back to Coach Dave Live. And you're going to learn some more stuff about what's going on up there from Bob Evans and from Jeff Louderback. It'll be worth your time. Otherwise, have a great weekend. See ya. God bless you.